Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. War start in Europe. At the same time, the market's responding correctly, because commodities will be now what Europe needs, what the whole world needs in the event of the crisis escalating. At the same time, we're ending a pandemic. I remind myself the history of pandemic endings are a boom, we have one, and risk-taking, we certainly can see that in Ukraine, and disorder, we see that in all of our cities. But we care about New York City. Liz lives there. I broadcast there. Liz, over these last weeks, it's possible to be a little gloomy about New York. It's in transition and the workers haven't come back. But I believe there's routinely now reporting of the workers, that is the office buildings that supply the cash for the service business and the hoteliers and the hospitality service, that March and April, springtime, looks like a return to New York City. Do you hear these same things, that going back to work is going to reawaken the city and solve crime?
Well, there are two different issues there. One, are people coming back to the offices? And the answer is yes. It's not a flood, but it's certainly a steady stream of people who are returning to their offices, goaded, I think you'd have to say, by employers. Some people want to get back. Look, it's a lot more fun if you have colleagues that you like to work with. It's a lot more fun to be there, to see them in person, than to always have Zoom calls morning, noon, and night. The interesting thing, John, is the degree to which people will come back, because it's not an open, it's not an all or nothing. You mentioned that I think you have a child that is going back 3 days a week. And that's what I'm hearing from a lot of institutions, not all of them. JP Morgan and Goldman are still 5 days a week. That's what they're telling people. I think employees at those firms are saying, well, okay, but if everyone we know is not going to be working Fridays in the summer, for example, I'm not going to work Fridays in the summer. So we'll see what the accommodation is by the companies that have really made a very hard and fast rule about being in the office. But the answer is, I think most firms are going back, asking people to be there 3 or 4 days. Again, summer will be really an interesting thing to see whether that holds up or not. I think the risk is that you have a lot of people who still feel that they were very productive when they were working from home. Yes, they're happy to come into an office a couple of days a week, but what does that mean for the choice that young people are making between commuting and living in New York? That, to me, is the big question. Millennials, we all remember, were never, ever going to leave New York. They didn't have driver's licenses. They couldn't imagine a world where Uber didn't meet their every need. Well, guess what? A lot of those people moved out of the city during the last 2 years, and they're experiencing what it's like to have little children, have the freedom of a backyard, to be able to go to local schools that don't cost an arm and a leg, where streets are safe, et cetera. I think this is a real challenge for the city. Some of those people have moved back, and this is anecdotal, but I know a lot of millennials, some have moved back and some haven't. And they're waiting kind of to see what happens. But meanwhile, if the husbands and the wives who have to work in New York City only commute 1 or 2 days a week, that is a real difference between having to get on that early morning train every single day of your life. So I think the jury's out. But by the way, more people in the city certainly makes it safer. I do believe that.
Right.
It has a long way to go. And boy, all of us hope it gets there, because New York's a great city. And I hate to see right now that it has slid into disarray. And that's pretty good description.
100 years of WOR broadcasting to the New York that we love. And coming back is the question mark. Liz Peek of The Hill, Fox News. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
There's nothing like sinking into luxury. At washablesofas.com, you'll find the Anabe sofa, which combines ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. And get this, it's the only sofa that's fully machine washable from top to bottom, starting at only $699. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash, perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your home. Right now, you can shop up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.